I'm Jennifer Lynn, WHYY News. The 25th annual Fringe Festival begins in Philadelphia later this week. It's going to feature many in-person performances requiring audiences to be vaccinated. WHYY's Peter Crimmins reports this year an independent mini-festival will launch inside the main festival.
Playwright Nikki Brake Sheila always wanted to have her work in the Fringe Festival, but until now never had because of the cost.
I made a rule to myself a long time ago when I graduated from grad school that I was going to stop putting my own money into projects. I said, if people really are interested in my work, then they're going to put their money where their mouth is. Fringe didn't come knocking.
The Fringe did not come knocking, but the Cannonball Festival did. Cannonball is a mini festival within the Fringe, created by a collective of artists who will share costs and resources, presenting over 100 performances of 28 original shows, all in one place, the Moss Building in Old Kensington. Cannonball is co-created by Ben Grinberg of Almanac Dance Circus Theater. During a rehearsal break last week, when a major storm was rolling through, causing widespread flooding and tornado damage, he said artists need to band together to come back from the pandemic.
This is such a fraught time. It's such a time that's filled with so many anxieties, so much grief, so much loss. What does it take for us to collectively try to find a moment of happiness together as tornado warnings go off in the background?
The producing director of the Fringe Festival, Nick Stuccio, not only welcomes Cannonball into his festival, but said such independent mini-festivals are vital to the future growth of Fringe. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.